Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing on this rainy Tuesday at 12 o'clock in the noonday? Sorry about yesterday, but I had to go to work. Sometimes I work on Monday, but when I'm not, I'll be on the air live for you. How's life fitting you? Do you feel like you're sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you feel like I'm sick of the struggle? Do you feel like I've worked all these jobs and yet still I struggle to pay my bills? Do you ever feel like, when am I going to get a breakthrough? Why is life so hard? Why can't I go to the next level? Where can I get my dream vacation? Where can I even take a vacation? Where can I buy a car that will get me around better than the one that I do have? Or you feel like, Lord, I'm just tired of being tired of my situation, and I'm tired of being in bondage. I'm tired of living payday to payday. Do I feel like is there ever going to be a finish line for me? We all feel like that sometimes. We all feel like enough is enough. I'm tired. I'm tired. I don't give it my all. I'm trying to hold out, try to keep it moving. But when does my payday come in? I done did the best I can with what I have. And it seems like I just can't make it no more. If one more thing happened, I feel like I'm going to snap. I understand. We all be like that sometimes. Life is no joke. Life is an everyday struggle. Welcome to Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clay and Weldon. I'd like to give a shout out to Ruby Weldon Gatson, Stacy, Jennifer, Jason, Shane, to my nieces and nephew, and to all y'all that drop in every week and check out the show. If you have any questions or want to leave feedback, you can always email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. But please check out my health and wellness website at ramon.fitness.com. That's ramon.fitness.com. I hope you check it out. It's easy to order the products, what's on your mind today. Today, I'm just going to talk about life, ups and downs, and sometimes it seems like it's hard to get to the mountaintop. Everybody has a struggle. We all have the ups and downs. We just do. But first, I'm going to bring you the menu. You can check out my website or my blog at Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Weldon. You can find these recipes every day to help you out. Today menu, Thai coconut shrimp, vegan African stew, balsamic strawberries. Food for the soul thought, she saw the best in me. Drink up today, or this hour, Sex with Ramon. You can find that on my blog, so please check it out. I hope you enjoy the recipes. A lot of them are pretty good. I also noticed a trend in the news of we have younger and younger people committing real serious crimes. We have teenagers committing murder now. We have teenagers committing sexual assault now of children younger than them. We are living in a world where it seems like anything is going and is nothing is almost surprising anymore. We live in a world where we have adults having sex with children or minors, like it's nothing to it. We live in a very high, explicit world right now where anything goes and there's no boundaries. And when you have no boundaries, it gets kind of dangerous because we live in a very high emotional society where emotions rule. If I get upset, I'm just going to walk into a mall, a movie theater, or any place I feel like, and just shoot up everybody and then kill myself. We live in a world now where relationships are not about building up the other person or helping them out or being their backbone or being sound mind, body, and soul for the individual. We live in a world now where relationships is about what can I get out the other person? And when I can't get anything out of the other person, it's time for me to move on. That's not true love. We live in a very selfish world right now where it's all about a feel-good moment, the true love. Is there any such thing anymore? Or it's just about myself? What can I get out of this relationship? We even worship the same way. If the preacher take too long to talk, we out the door. If they say something we don't want to hear, we leave. We pick and choose Bible scriptures like it's a CD or MP3 player. That's the world we live in now. We live in a world where nobody actually cares about the other person. We live in a world now where women will tell you, you have to compete for my love. Can I tell you something, fellas? That woman don't love you. She loves what you can do for her. And when you can't do anymore for her, she goes to the next person. She never loves you. And that's the same thing with men to women. If you truly love me, why do I have to compete for your love? The only competition I have is how much can we grow together, or how can we help each other out, or how can we feed each other emotionally, spiritually. That should be our competition on how much better we can treat each other. Why must it be a price tag on my love? If I can't buy you an MK bag for $300 or $400, do that mean I love you any less? That's what I'm saying. We live in a very selfish world. And if that person do buy you a $300, $400 bag, do they really love you anymore? I'm just saying, you got to think about the good and the bad. We have a lot of educated people, but still making foolish and unwise decisions, not sound at all. Why is that? Why is that the more education people have, the sillier they get? It's crazy. We live in a world where it's all about me. Nobody else but just me. That's the world we live in. So sad, but so true. When do anyone think about more than themselves? We always in a rush to get where we're going. And when we get there, we're in a rush to leave. Why is that? We go 90 miles per hour in any kind of weather to get to a certain place. And when we get there, 5 minutes, ready to go.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
que tú discutas. Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí va.
If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Why do we feel that we have to video everything and shoot it straight to YouTube? Or it seems like each video that's uploaded now is worse or ridiculous than the last one. I don't see videos of women dancing naked on the porch of an old house, but booty naked. Why? Why is that? Once it goes too viral, it does not come off. Do you think before you do anything? Yes, it's a cute idea at the moment, but let's say you decide to get your life together, get your life straight, and you meet the person of your dreams. How can you spend to that dancing naked on a porch? And you decided to upload to YouTube and have foresight. Please think before you do. You feel the need to destroy me or talk about me or put me down behind my back. If I'm struggling trying to get ahead, and you're struggling trying to get ahead, why can't we just help each other out? The earlier show, we all going through. We all having it hard. Why should I throw a wrench in your show or your chain and mess up your bicycle when we both trying to get ahead? That doesn't make any sense. Better than you, and you know better than me. I'm trying to build up a show and an audience, and each and every week I have to come up with new ideas, which is my thing to do. Food for the soul is my brain. I'm hard trying to build up what I'm trying to build up. I don't have time to put you down or talk about your life and how bad your situation is. Time for that. The only thing we can do is put it for each other, is to uplift and build each other up and pull each other up to the next level. It's real. People working 23 jobs trying to make it and still can't make it. We got more on our plate than ever before. We got health insurance, we got cell phone, or mortgage, we got car notes, we got children, we got to buy gas. We have sickness to deal with. Some people are fighting with low self-esteem, depression. Some people are trying to fight to build their own business. So we all have to help each other out. That's the only thing we can do. to have love in our heart. That's the only way we can stop all this murder, rape, drug abuse, neglect, self-doubt, self-hate.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
Hey, this
good
is
morning.
My girl, Quetta. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
We fine. She's going to talk to y'all about the importance of taxes and money management and all that great stuff. That's a lot of things that break down relationships. And number one is financial stability. Go ahead, girl. Do your thing.
Okay. My name is Laquetta McCormick Smith. I'm the owner-operator of McCormick Smith Services, LLC, where we're your bookkeeping, tax, and administrative professionals. Our motto is that we are not only taxes, we are here to help you embrace a strong and healthy financial future. It is important for us to not only live comfortably, but also plan ahead for the future. So we have to kind of, the big thing in balancing your financials is knowing and determining your wants from your needs. And what happens is that a lot of times we confuse our wants for our needs. Additionally, as far as taxes are concerned, one of the things that you never would want is to hear that, okay, I haven't filed taxes, I've been involved in tax evasion, tax negligence, or anything. So it's best to file your taxes yearly, and there are ways that you can do it. And if you can't get it to it in time, you can always file an extension. So I'm going to leave the board open for questions, and I'll let Mr. Ramon ask some questions. And if anyone has any questions, I will be glad to answer.
Why is it important to have a good credit score or a good credit report?
It's great to have a good credit score, a great credit report. Number one, your credit standing is just saying your dependability. If you are able to prove that you're able to pay someone back, that's why the good credit score standing is good. That's just with you. If you give a family member $20 and you know that's a way of livelihood, and they tell you, hey, I will have your money back to you, $10 to you every week until I pay you back, you're expecting to get that $10 every week following until they pay you back. So what happens when you don't pay them back? There becomes hard feelings. There's a lack in finances for that other person. They were expecting that. They may have made plans based on that. So it's important that you keep a good credit score. Number one, for trustworthiness. That's the trust factor. Yes, there are times when you get into financial situations, and that's when you should communicate with your creditors in regards to it. But the best thing to do is to not get into some kind of credit debt if you cannot afford to do so. If you know that you're unable to repay your debt, you should not establish credit in the first place. But it is very important. I'm sorry?
What happens if you marry somebody with a bad credit score? Does that affect your credit score as well?
It doesn't necessarily affect your credit score, but it will be more difficult for you to get things that are established, the traditional things, like a home. When you go into a marriage, it's a joint venture. So if you have a great credit score and your spouse tends to have a weaker credit score, there can be problems where when it's time to purchase a home, it may be a little delay in it because your spouse who has the weaker credit score has to build it up. So it can be a delay in things. Additionally, you can also, it can cause problems. Financial difficulties and issues are the main problem in a lot of marriages today. So before getting into a marriage, the best thing for you to do is to actually to make sure that this is something that you're willing to work on and do. But it can cause problems. Not all of the time. Sometimes you can work through it, but the best thing is to find someone that you can be equally yoked to.
What happens? I'm here. What happens if the personal credit score is so low that it can't be built up?
Anyone's credit score can be built up. There's not a such thing as a credit score not being able to be repaired or replenished. It just takes a little bit longer than others. And it really depends on the person who has the weaker credit score. So they have to take the time to say, hey, this is something I'm going to work on. I know that. And a lot of people who have bad credit scores know that they have poor credit scores. So it's not that it's something that they didn't know happened. Very occasionally there's identity theft issues, but that can be resolved. But anything that you really want, you can work towards. So you can have your credit score repaired. It just will take time. Time and effort.
Why is it important to have a low interest rate on a loan?
Low interest rates on a loan. Well, when you have great credit, you tend to have a better interest rate on loans. Having a lower interest rate on loans means that you don't have to pay that much back. It usually helps because it can help you pay off your loan faster. And you won't be buried in debt. So it doesn't seem like you're drowning in debt. When you have a lower interest rate, you're able to see the end of the tunnel faster than someone that has a higher interest rate. Because a lot of times if you have a higher interest rate, most of your payment is going to be interest. So say, for instance, you have a very high interest rate and you're paying, your monthly payment is about $500 a month, more than likely about $450 of that is interest and $50 is actually on the principal, the actual
wow.
amount that you borrowed. So it really just depends on how high your interest rate is. But then again, you can have a low interest rate and where you have a monthly payment of $500 and $50 is actually the interest and $450 is the principal. So see how that's a big difference? You're actually paying off the actual debt faster than you would have if you had a higher interest rate with a lower interest rate.
I know it's this time of year where everybody got their refunds back and they want to get a car, and so they go to their little side lots. And in South Carolina, I think the rate is like 28%.
On average? As far as that, before you go and invest into a car payment, make sure that you're able to continue to make the car payment throughout the year. Tax time is one time of the year, and my suggestion is if you need transportation, yes, get transportation. If at all possible and you don't have the means to make a monthly payment, buy something out cash. There are a lot of auctions. There are a lot of side dealers that have great cars for little to nothing. You can look inside the newspaper. Internet searching is always great, but be sure to be careful. But do not invest into something that you cannot continuously to pay in the future. So before making an investment, such as buying a car, a house, or getting an apartment or home or anything like that, make sure you do your research and know that you're able to keep up that bill in the future, not just for the 3 months when you have that lump sum of money.
I guess what I'm saying is if your car is like $18,000, and you know you only made like $12,000, you can't afford that car. That car costs more than you make for a year. You can spend your whole annual budget.
Yeah, but if you have, based on your interest rate, so I would say depending on is it worth it? How long are you going to pay for that car? Are you getting a 6-year payment plan, 5-year, 2-year? If you get a car if you make $12,000 a year and you get an $18,000 car and you're going to pay it off in 2 years, that's a great investment, depending on your interest rate and what your monthly payment is. So if your monthly payment is within your budget, you can make that payment. Because if you have a high interest rate, now I would say no, do not invest in that. But if you have a low interest rate of like 3.75% or something lower on the car payment, then I would make that investment for 2 years. Because you need transportation in order to to get back and forth to work. If you are, in most cases, a lot of people live in rural areas. I know I live in a rural area, and the way that you get to and from, you have to have transportation. There's a link bus that leaves, but if your work schedule is not within the times of that link bus schedule and you don't have anyone else, maybe getting a car at a lower interest rate that you can pay off in 2 years is worth it, 24 months. And sometimes you can pay it off before time.
How about investing in retirement for the future?
As I first stated, preparing for your future is always key. Like I said, throughout living, you have to determine your wants and your needs. And investing in a retirement, a good retirement plan. There are many retirement plans that are not good that are out there, and there are a lot of retirement plans that are great. So what you have to do is do the research. You have to determine when you want to retire, about how long you want to retire, how much money you think it's going to take you to live upon your retirement. And once you retire, there are some people who actually still work, invest into businesses, invest into stocks and bonds, and they have other ways of bringing in income. So you have to take the time to say, hey, in about 20, 30 years, how much money would be feasible for me to live? So investing in a retirement plan, if at all possible, is always a great thing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people get all this money back. Like you said, they think it's a lot of money, but it's really not. It's only to help you get through. And I learned in life that the best thing to do is not create more bills than you can take care of, like rent a center or rent to own anything. So those places are high. They're highway robbery.
That's very true. But I have a concept. Creating a monthly budget is always key. A lot of times you may think it's harder than it actually is, but to create a monthly budget works out very well for you. You start out with 1 month, think about what you're going to pay, and then you put down the actual debt you're paying. I would say get a shoebox, collect your receipts. It may seem petty, collect your receipts, collect your pay stubs, and calculate it once a month. And what you will see is the things that you're spending more on that you shouldn't, spending less on when you should spend more, where you can make investments, where you can save more. And what happens is that over time, you start developing a system. It's like, okay, I don't need to spend $100 a week eating out when I can take lunch to work and save this amount of money every week. I can eat out twice a week, maybe spend $20 twice a week rather than spending $100, which helps me to save $80 to buy maybe more clothes or $80 that I can put into a savings account. Or you can say, hey, I'm not going to use my credit card except for emergencies and live on a budget. Not every time I pay down my credit card bill, I go and go shopping and buy clothes and shoes and jewelry or whatever, doodads or whatever that you want to buy. A suggestion that I make to anyone who gets a tax refund, if you don't have to spend it, save it. Additionally, I would say if you have to spend any, I would say the best thing to do is save half of it. Invest in CDs in retirement, put additional deposits in retirement plans, savings accounts. If you have any interest in it, invest in stocks and bonds. Do some research and do a little investing. But I would say just make sure that you have some money put to the side just in case there's a time when you cannot work or you cannot have that steady income that you perceive, because there are things that happen, sickness, accidents, family emergencies. There's other things, you know, with the economy going up and down, you may not have a job today or tomorrow, so you should have at least, they say 3 months of salary saved to the side, but I would suggest 6 months, because at the rate of the economy, we're not sure if you're going to have a job within 6 months to a year. So that's just a few suggestions. But I have a system that says 30 days, 30 ways to save. So if anyone's interested in that, you can always contact me at my website or send me an email through my website. My website's www.msmithsvcs.com, short for McCormick Smith Services, or you can Google me. I am also on Facebook, McCormick Smith Services, LLC, and I will be glad to give you that list of 30 days, 30 ways to save. It's very informative, things that you would not think of that you could save. And that's the beginning.
Thank you for stopping by. And, y'all, please, I think she might be on the show more this year with ways of being financially secure, money management, because relationships have to have three things: spirituality, finances, which is security. And what's the third thing? I forgot right now.
Bookkeeping, tax, and administrative services. We offer individual and business tax return preparation, full charge bookkeeping, record keeping, payroll, tax planning, notary services, budgeting and personal financial planning, sales and use tax returns and compliance. We also help with business loan packaging preparation if there's anyone out there who's trying to get a business loan. We offer bill paying, administrative services, small business startup help for anyone who's interested in starting a small business. I am a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, so we can help with QuickBooks. We can also help with setting up Peachtree, Quicken, QuickBooks, and we also do financial statement preparation. McCormick Smith Services is also different from our competitors because we offer a one-stop service center. And a lot of times if you can't come to us, we can come to you with restrictions applying. We have impeccable customer service, quality services without any hidden costs. There's a flexibility in hours, and we have unlimited consultations. So feel free to give us a call. Again, my name is Laquetta McCormick-Smith. I'm the owner-operator, McCormick Smith Services, LLC. We can be reached at 843-887-4200 or 843-425-6790. Also, again, the website is www.msmithsvcs.com. And thank you for having me on Food for the Soul today, and I look forward to doing additional sales.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for stopping by. Y'all, check out her services. I'm telling you, she's the bomb. Seriously, not because she's my girl, but I'm being for real. Because we all live in economical times, and we all have to be secure for our families. If you're a man looking for a wife and you plan to have children, or if you're a woman looking for a husband and you plan to have children, you got to think about today, tomorrow, and the day after that. Because, you know, children grow up really fast, and they're going to want to go to college. And, you know, like she said, jobs are not secure. You got to think about it. Do I want to spend this whole $10 today, or do I want to save the $10 for next month when I might lose my job? Because nobody's staying on jobs 5, 10, 15, 20 years anymore. Companies are leaving to go to other countries, or they're just filing bankruptcy because of whatever. So always be prepared for a rainy day. And if you can't do it yourself, always stop by McCormick Services. They'll help you get ready for that day. They're an umbrella, financial umbrella, I must say. So thanks, everybody. Thank you, Quetta, for stopping by. Everybody have a great day, and we'll keep in touch with you. Thanks for listening to Food for the Soul, and thank you, my guests, for coming on. Everybody be blessed, and always keep loving your heart. Be good. And this is the end of the show. Love.